You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Tonight at 7 o'clock right here on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Ken Carmen and myself sit down with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, for the Mike Pettine Show. You can also get that on television at 7:30. I sit down with Mike Pettine and TFC Travis Coons.
Must see TV.
Yes, indeed it is. Thank you. It's so nice of you to say. Indeed it is. All right, we're going to go through the offenses now, position by position, for the Browns and, of course, the Arizona Cardinals. We will start at the quarterback position, and here are the numbers. Carson Palmer, 145 of 222 on the year, 2,012 yards, 9.1 an attempt. He's got 16 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions, 16 touchdowns most in the National Football League. Josh McCown, 147 of 220, 1,686 yards, 7.7 per attempt, 8 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. Two of the elder statesmen in the National Football League, both playing well, but Carson Palmer is the guy who gets the nod here.
He definitely is. Carson Palmer's got to be the guy. Their completion percentage is similar, but they're getting their efficiency, and Josh said they're not efficient in the red zone, which means they struggle down there. They're either rushing the ball in or they're having some chunk plays go for touchdowns.
They
and
are.
That's how you get to 16 touchdowns. So Carson Palmer's got to get the nod here.
Yes, quarterback, Arizona. Running back, you've got the number two rusher in the National Football League, Chris Johnson. He's rushed for 567 yards, 3 touchdowns, 5.1 a carry. David Johnson, their young guy, has touched the ball only 36 times this year. He's got 269 total yards and 5 touchdowns. Then you got Andre Ellington, who's averaging 7.6 yards a carry himself. He's only touched the ball 27 times, and he already has 242 total yards and 2 touchdowns. This running back group, incredibly productive for the Browns. You've got Isaiah Crowell, 281 yards rushing and a touchdown, 122 receiving and a touchdown. By the way, they only have the one rushing touchdown by Crow, and they have one touchdown rushing from Josh McCown. That's it. Only 2 rushing touchdowns on the season for the Browns. The Cardinals have 3 guys who already have 2 rushing touchdowns on their team.
Cardinals.
Duke Johnson, 31 catches, 263 yards. That's the one area where maybe the Browns have an advantage. But I would say, again, emphatically, the Arizona Cardinals. Wide receiver. Travis Benjamin, 35, 575, and 4. Nobody else on the team has caught a touchdown at the wide receiver position. Nobody else on the team is even averaging 30 yards a game at the wide receiver position. And now we go look at the Arizona Cardinals. Larry Fitzgerald, 622 yards and 6 touchdowns. John Brown, 562 and 3. Michael Floyd, who's really only played the last 3 weeks, has 213 and 2. Jaron Brown even has a touchdown for this football team. Massive advantage to the Arizona Cardinals.
Absolutely, I agree.
Tight ends, this is the one we're going to check up for big play gear. They've got Darren Fells, who is out now. So you've got Jermaine Gresham.
I like Fells,
up.
Too.
Yeah, Fells was playing very well. Now you've got Jermaine Gresham out there for this team. He had a nice game last week. But big play gear, he has been the man all year long. He on the season, 514 yards, 5 touchdowns, beast.
How cool is he, Gary? I mean, potentially going for 1,000 yards as a tight end in the NFL. It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's great.
It's big play gear.
Never count him out.
Well on his way. And then finally, you get to the offensive line. And here's what you've got on the offensive line. Jared Veld here, good player, formerly the Oakland Raiders. Mikey Upati, Lyle Senelin, Jonathan Cooper out of North Carolina. They drafted early and missed his rookie year. And then Bobby Massey at the right tackle position. This is an offensive line that at the end of the day is probably supposed to be less heralded than that of the Cleveland Browns. But we know Carson Palmer's thrown it 222 times this season. The Browns have thrown it 264 times. So similar numbers. Carson Palmer's been sacked 10 times. The Browns quarterbacks have been sacked a grand total of 26 times. And when you look at it from an efficiency standpoint, they're giving up a lot of hurries in Arizona, but they're not giving up a lot of sacks. The Browns supposedly are better pass blockers, according to Pro Football Focus. The sack stats would say different. The other one to look at is when you're talking about running the football, we know the Browns players aren't getting really more than a yard down the field before they're taking contact. When you look at Chris Johnson this season for the Arizona Cardinals and what he has been able to do, this is a guy who's getting 2.5 to 3 yards down the field before he takes any contact, and that is a big difference. He's getting 2 yards, David Johnson 2.3, Andre Ellington 4 before they take contact.
On paper, Cleveland Browns. On performance, thus far through seven football games, Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals, I'm going to give them advantage as well. This line is not playing to the level that it needs to be. So when you're looking at the offensive side of the ball, almost a clean sweep for Arizona. The notable exception.
The notable exception is we have Gary Barnage. Big play Barnage.
This is a complete team. It's going to, when we turn it around on the defense side, it's not going to be much prettier, folks. And this is a definite tough matchup for the Cleveland Browns. We just told you about the offense. When we come back, we are going to hear from the man who has piloted an offense that is based around Josh McCown, Gary Barnage, Travis Benjamin to record-setting performance levels in this franchise, John DeFilippo, the Browns offensive coordinator. He has his press conference every Thursday. We will carry that for you when we return.